Oh, I'll start it then.
Oh.
I'll
I thought you were just talking
staring
to yourself,
into the fucking distance.
Oh, go on then.
What's happened here? Oh, no. No. Never mind. My headset's caught.
You're most right? People would start again, but we just carry on. And I love that about us.
There's absolutely no need for it. I don't see the point.
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, we just had this conversation, but we'll have it again. Pretend we're just having it for the first time. I'm good. It's a wasp.
I know.
As I said, once people start again, we just crack up.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to just fucking jump straight into the nitty and gritty of New World?
You go.
Eternal.
You go. I've seen you playing it, and I don't need to talk. I'll just bounce off whatever it is you're saying. Well, you're the expert on this. I'm a noob.
No, you've how many hours have you put into it?
Oh, not that many. I'm only level 20.
Yeah, I'm only level 6.
Yeah, I know, but you've played it for a bit, and I will answer questions and talk about it, but you're the MMO expert. You're the one that actually has feelings towards this stuff. I'm just a reactive person.
No, based off of our last podcast, you have fucking feelings for this one. I played about half an hour of it yesterday before I had to go to work. And that was not enough time to gauge an interest.
I did smile. I smiled away.
I've got Space Marine 2 as well. I've been playing that.
I saw you play that. I also smiled away.
I figured, because the way WoW's going, I've got Keystone Master, and we're going to get ahead of the curve, hopefully, this week. So once I've done that, those are the two things I'm really interested in. Anything other than that, I can just fucking take a back seat. And I figured, running a gaming podcast, I feel myself slipping into the just playing WoW all the time, and we did that before where for a month solid I was just playing that and I had nothing to talk about. So I thought, well, there's these fucking good games that are coming about, and then obviously Space Marine 2 I was humming and hawing about it, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna buy it, because Connor and Jay at work are both playing it, and obviously you're playing it, and I think, has Daryl got it?
Yeah.
He's got it.
But he buys it, plays it once, and then doesn't play it again.
So I thought, well, fuck it, let me get something, because I want something to just sit back on. And what a fantastic game. Again, I'm like halfway through the campaign, delving into the lore, fucking smashing the shit out of people. It's good fun. I played co-op with Connor and Jay the other day, and I played a class with like a grapple gun. Marauder, is it?
Vanguard,
that's the one. What a fucking fun class that is. Just fucking grapple into people and smack their heads together.
It was a lot better pre-nerf, but anyway.
So much fun. So, been playing that. And then obviously with New World coming out, it was Irish Connor that was chatting to me after our podcast, and sort of said, like, if you fucking want to play New World, let me know. Because obviously he's got 400 hours in it. Before the expansion, so when it first came out, and he said he really really liked it, but no one from the guild was really interested in playing it. So, and when it first came out, I was intrigued, but at the same time, I'm playing WoW. I was like, I'm not gonna pick up another MMO on PC when I'm already in the fucking grips of this one. So then it coming out on console, I read a million different reviews and fucking feedback and really, really looked into it. And the consensus was that it feels really, really good on console, on controller. And that's kind of what you want from an MMO that's being ported over. Because I always find it difficult when you have a PC-origined MMO, bring it over to console. There's a lot of shit on those UIs that just doesn't fucking work. Prime example that did it really well. I know it's not an MMO, but Baldur's Gate on controller for that setup is fantastic. And it has no right being as good as it actually is, but it is really good.
The best.
However, Elder Scrolls Online, I much prefer it on PC than I do on console, because it just feels finicky on console. And to navigate the menus and everything, it just feels way better on PC. So I was like, well, I'm worried about a feeling like that. However, New World is fully crossplay with everything. With Xbox, with PlayStation, with PC, it's all fucking crossplay, which is something that ESO doesn't have. The combat style was very similar to ESO, so rather than your traditional tab targeting and blah blah blah, you have two weapons that you can equip, or archetypes. And I think that's what they're called.
I think it's just weapons.
Just weapons. We'll go with just weapons. And with that, you get free abilities for each. So if you're using a sword and a shield, you can get free abilities. You swap round to a fucking hatchet, you got free abilities for that. But it takes that stance of Final Fantasy where you're able to use every single weapon and level up every single weapon respectively, and that is essentially your class. You create a character and you pick a class, so like soldier, oculist and archer, whatever, but they're not, they're just what you're starting as. So you can pick up any weapons that you want and then level up through them. And then what I also like about that is you level up two weapons passively. So whatever two weapons you've got equipped, if you're fucking using the sword and shield, but you've got a bow equipped, it'll also level up the bow whilst you're going along. So you're never that far behind the curve with other abilities, other weapons. And yeah, I got to play it a decent chunk today, maybe like 2 hours to sort of understand a little bit more of what's going on. I love it. It's very fun. It's very, very fun. It's what I wanted from ESO on console. Combat feels really, really cool. The ability to swap between weapons feels really good. The difference in like the tanking abilities and the DPS abilities and the healing abilities and the hatchet, for example. So at the moment, my person who I made as a soldier starts with a sword and shield and a hatchet. Delve into the fucking skill points of the hatchet and you've got berserker, or you've got I don't know what it's called, but there it's all throwing axe stuff. So you go from, I can either spec into being two fucking hatchets melee up in your face or ranged. And I like that as a nice little flair. Now I've got the fucking great hammer, which you can have as a tank or as a DPS. And the tank stuff is all AoE, and it's very new and intriguing. But at the same time, I know exactly what it's about. It feels like a mixture of Elder Scrolls Online and Enshrouded in the skill system, with flavours of Final Fantasy and then flavours of other MMOs. At the moment, it feels really fucking fun, I'll say. Really good.
Good.
Feels
that's,
good.
That's what I wanted to hear.
It feels like there was a geezer playing a flute in front of me and I danced for him.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
Happened to me yesterday.
It's great. It's at the moment, very, very simple. Very fun, very vibrant, very pretty. And very simple. And I love the fact that you're not missing out on a load of shit by starting now. This game's been out for 2 years. It's not like if you jump into WoW now or Destiny or ESO or Final Fantasy and you have fucking no idea what's going on. This starts with Aeternum, which is their expansion, but that is the way they've made it. That is the start of the game. So I don't know what the fuck happened when it first come out up until now. I haven't got a clue. But all I know is if you buy it and you play it now, you're starting from fucking day one, essentially, which is really good if you're looking to jump into New World. It's great.
I see it as like, I feel like this is day one of the MMO, personally.
Yeah.
Because I think...
Well, it is.
No, yeah, I know. But I mean, like, obviously, a lot of the critiques that I've seen from New World, because I've done a lot of research, as you know, as we discussed, and I continue to do that. The biggest critique I ever saw from New World was everyone loved the game. Everyone said, oh, I've got 1,000 hours, I've got 500 hours, blah, blah, blah. But then it petered off at Endgame because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
But I hope that the reason that is because they put all their resources into getting it onto console rather than putting it into Endgame. Because now they've put it on console, they've got the three biggest platforms, and the pool of players is obviously tripled in size, all playing with each other. Now they can look towards the future because now it's on everything. Now that's when they'll really start like putting that out. And obviously the roadmap they said they're gonna announce after launch, so that should be coming any day. So that's very exciting. But yeah, right now I feel like this is the day one of it, because now it's open to everybody. And yeah, it's sad for the PC players that probably burnt themselves out because they had nothing to do for so long. But hopefully they'll jump.
I don't know though, because I think it'll be a resurgence. I know there's I've been catching whispers of people say, like, getting a bit annoyed, almost like that the PC players were beta testers for the last however long for console. It's a direction of, it's very difficult to break into the MMO space and then start stealing spotlight. Easier to achieve that when you are able to do it on PC and console and then make them crossplay. ESO doesn't have the crossplay, but it has the console capability. So if you don't have a PC and you've got a PlayStation or you've got an Xbox, whatever, you can play it on that. So you're not missing out in that respect. But if your pals play on PC, then yeah, you can't play with them. So to have an MMO that is relatively simple to pick up and have it accessible for everyone, and then everyone can play with everyone, just like Space Marine, in that you can play with a geezer on Xbox and a geezer on PC all at the same time, and in-game voice and all of that kind of stuff, which is shit that I love, because it bridges the gap of that console war PC master race bollocks. It's just everyone's able to fucking play with everyone.
It's funny that we always have Fortnite to thank for that, for crossplay.
Fuck them. I don't give Fortnite any credit for anything.
If it weren't for Fortnite, crossplay wouldn't exist.
No, it definitely would. It would just exist through someone else first. There's fucking no way.
They get their flowers from me. But yeah, I think this is going to open up a lot of potential for them. And it had a resurgence on Steam for numbers. I don't know. It's obviously going to go down, but it went up. I saw it at like 50,000 or so. It's hard to tell what the console player base is, but you'd imagine that was big. So you combine the Steam numbers with the PlayStation numbers with the Xbox numbers, it should be doing pretty fucking well. And obviously with more numbers, that means more money going into the game, more money being spent on the game, which means they're going to be hopefully pummeling money into it. And we all know that Amazon have a lot of money.
I was going to say, the one thing they don't need to worry about is fucking money.
If they can get a little cash cow going, they're gonna do it, aren't they? And I'll be more than happy for them to pummel money into it. Right now, I currently have definitely two other players, possibly four. Two geezers from work. We've got it. And they are currently, one's already level 15. He stayed up late last night to try and catch me up for some reason. I didn't even know he was playing it. And then the other guy has just downloaded it, bought it today, and he is just picking his server as of 10 minutes ago.
What server are you on?
Taurus.
Oh, I'm on Kronos.
He just automatically put me on. I didn't even pick one.
Because the servers are locked.
You need to go to a setting on there. It's called like packet something. And you put that to like the highest, and it sorts out any like jankiness. That's a big one. It was a bit like,
why are you so quiet?
I'm not quiet. Not for me, I'm not. I'm very loud in my ears.
You're very quiet on this.
No, I don't.
I'm watching. See, that's something you're supposed to pause for and then
yeah, but we don't
work out. You're so quiet.
I'll just speak louder.
There you go, that works.
But then I feel like I'm shouting.
So then you just fucking turn your headset down.
No, but I am what actually shouting.
That's me. That's you, isn't it?
That's me, yeah. That's better.
There you go.
Now I can't hear myself so much.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Perfect. Yeah,
turn whatever that setting is up to max. I think it's just like how much internet your game is using to play. Yeah. And that changes a lot of settings. Just a little thing I saw on a video yesterday. But yeah, I think the big draw for this is obviously console, because console MMOs, there's not a lot of them. There's Final Fantasy Online, which, once again, I'm not shitting on, but I just don't like the art style of it. I don't like the way shit looks.
Just don't like that you can't fucking get logged in, simple.
Yeah,
that in itself is fucking annoying.
Yeah, that's not ideal, but you're kind of limited, so they're tapping into like a pretty much unmined resource, in my opinion. So you're going to have a lot of people interested in that respect. And the biggest one, I think, for them, he's like, say it's simple, and I don't mean the game's simple, I think it's pretty deep, but on surface level, when you start, and I can compare it straight away to Throne of Liberty, as soon as you start Throne of Liberty, it's just shit everywhere. Mm. It's just too much on the screen. Mm. Like, it might be right for someone like you that knows MMOs very well and can go, right, that's chat, that's fucking that, that's that, that's that. Whereas me, I'm just like, it's too much going on. I want to remove 90% of this shit, but I don't know what I should be removing and what I should be keeping. Whereas Throne New World is very light. It's almost like you're playing a single player game initially, because it teaches you how to do things, and much like Final Fantasy, although it does it a lot fucking quicker than Final Fantasy, it slowly teaches you things and then moves on to something else, rather than just going, poof, here's loads of information, remember that, because you're going to need that, and yep. Then poof, here's loads more information. It slowly teaches you shit, and that's important, because that keeps me engaged, because now I'm remembering stuff, it's just a lot better than any of that shit from Throne and Liberty. And Final Fantasy Online does it really well, but then they also draw shit out for too long. It's like, here's how to attack, now go and attack this geezer for 10 rounds in the arena, and then move on. And just like, no, I've got that part, you know, when you press the right trick, I've got that. Let's move on now.
Spent a decent chunk just fucking running around, just killing stuff, just aimlessly just killing fun. Stuff, because then at the moment you're able to to respec your weapons for free. So if you go down the route of, say, like with the hatchet and berserker, and then you don't like it and you want to go to the frying one, then it's free. You just swap that around. And the fact that those weapons only have three abilities, obviously you've got your standard like light attacks with R2, and then you hold R2 down and you fucking do a heavy attack, you block with L2, blah blah blah, but having just three abilities per spec, per weapon, makes it so much more easier to get used to it and to not get overwhelmed by it. And you'd think that would be quite boring, but I spec'd into the tank portion of the sword and shield, and then I'm the throw-in portion of the hatchet. Bro, that shit is fucking fantastic. That is fantastic. I fucking blast three hatchets in someone's head and then just ram them with a shield and then just start wailing into them. It's so much fun. So much fun.
It's funny because we picked the same shit.
Yeah. I mean, I've literally just swapped out the sword and shield for a fucking great hammer. It's like some massive anchor that I got off of some geezer. And that is extremely fun. The only bit that I might add is that the visuals on some of the abilities are a bit lackluster. Could do with some more beefing up to make it look a little bit more pretty. Like, for example, one of the abilities for the Great Hammer is you like slam it down into the ground, and then three rings go out in a line in front of you, and it's like dazes and fucking stuns enemies or whatever. Sounds cool, doesn't look cool, because you slam it into the ground and then it is literally like three blurry sort of yellow rings pop up and go out in front of you. And it's like you could do more with that, but I appreciate that this is still early on, so that sort of shit can be tweaked and fixed along the way.
Yeah, I just like running around killing shit. It's not got boring, and very relaxing to just chop down trees and mine ores and shit. I only got the axe and the pickaxe yesterday, so I've just been every tree.
I made that shit fucking straight off the bat.
I tried. I couldn't work out how to do it. I had the what did I have? I had whatever it was initially. I had something initially, like a scythe or sickle or some shit.
Yeah, you get yeah.
I think you get that anyway.
Because you have to make the hunting knife first, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then I just made everything else alongside that, because you can just equip it all.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I didn't get that till level 17. So I've only just started chopping down trees and shit. But yeah, it's just peaceful, man. I feel like it's what I want, because I can just put this game on and just fucking get right into it and go and do X, Y, and Z. Or I can just put it on, no headphones, just put some music on or a podcast, just go and chop down trees, mine some fucking stone.
We're in that honeymoon of you don't know what the end game is. I have no idea. I don't know about dungeons. I know nothing about this game. Obviously, for myself, a lot of the stuff that pops up, I'll be familiar with it. It won't be a shock how the systems are. But as far as from a research point, I've done nothing into the end game or anything. I just knew that a few of my pals are starting to fucking buy it. I've already got a pal from the guild that has put 400 hours with it, and I trust his word. If Irish Connor says it's decent, then it's decent. And 400 hours to me sounds like you put enough time and effort into it to know if it's decent. He also played in Shrouded around the same time I was playing it, so we have the same viewpoint on how that game was. So I had enough info to know, yeah, let's spend the 50 quid and then work out how good it really is. And like I said at the beginning of the pod, I know from my many years of playing WoW, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to take a little backseat whilst the new season comes. And I want something that I can play alongside that. And like you just said, I want something that I can pick up relatively easy and fucking put down without having to worry too much, which is great.
I will be no life in this for the foreseeable future until I get to the end and then go, oh, there's nothing to do.
I'll give you 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's I'll give you same. 2 weeks. Everyone has little faith in me.
Yeah. Very little faith, because you're very fickle, ultimately.
No, I'm not fickle. I just can't stick with shit. It's just...
We'll do a podcast next week. You'll say that this is the absolute GOAT and this is your forever home. And then 2 weeks after that, there'll be something else and we won't be talking about fucking New World. I'll probably still be playing it and fucking chipping away.
Nah, you're as fickle as me, bro.
No, I'm not.
You are. Apart from WoW, you're just the same. You are the same, and if, you know you are.
If Enshrouded was out of early access and was a fully fleshed out game and they was adding stuff to it continuously, I guarantee me and Connor would still be playing it. Because that game had us by the balls.
How come you don't listen to any of my recommendations?
What do you mean?
You're the reason I bought Space Marine 2 initially.
Why am I the reason that you... I didn't even have it.
No, exactly. But you were gassing it up on it. Everyone's getting it. Oh, I'm going to get
it. And everyone is getting it. And then you paid it and you really liked it.
And you said, I'm going to get it. I'm definitely going to get
it. Hold on. And then I got it.
And I said it was great. I'm talking.
This
then
is bollocks.
Then you just said 10 minutes ago, and then because Matey Bob at work was playing it and someone else was playing it, so I got it. And then New World, because the Irish Connor's fucking playing it and a couple of lads at work playing. Nothing ever I say, you just... I'm your podcast host.
No. Right, let me clear some co-host. Things up here, right? I'm not going to take advice from you when it comes to MMOs because you're still a baby, all right? That's not a domain...
That's fair enough.
Not a domain that we're going to enter. Now, let me quell this fucking little argument. People of the podcast, let me drop some fucking lore on you, right? me and Ash have known each other for, what, 4 years? 4 and a bit years? Something like that. I'm going by the basis of the current career that I'm in and how long I've been doing it, because I've known you since day one of doing that career. So it's about 4 something years. Now, Ash wasn't the most welcoming person in the world.
It's
very
a lie,
fucking
bro.
Very very
it's a lie.
Very scary.
No, it's a lie.
But was a gamer, and I was in an industry where fucking no one was really talking about video games at all until Ash started fucking having a little chat with me about it, and was like, oh, how exciting is this? That's the friendship buds, right? One of our first conversations was an argument because I didn't play God of War. Well, I did play it and then said that it wasn't good and I stopped. And that was God of War 2018. And then what happened? You berated me, called me a dickhead, and then lo and behold, I played it, and it was one of the best games I've ever played in my life. Right, that's fucking game number one that was under your recommendation, right? Game number two, Days Gone.
You didn't get that from me. I said it.
No, I got that from you.
No, I yes. said it, and then you said Mark was playing it, or something.
Yes, but you stemmed from that as well.
Yeah. I might stem from so this, but you wait until other people have then
Daisy,
fortified
Daisy's another one. Fucking hell. We've got Diablos on there and all. That's another one. Fuck me. The list goes on.
You was playing Diablo Immortal.
I don't know what you want from me.
I don't know. It just feels like my recommendation is not enough. You need it solidified.
Yeah, but you're exactly the same.
Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the Lamb is another one.
Yeah, I take it back. I'm man enough to admit when I'm wrong. So I'm wrong.
It's a fucking tricky situation when you're rolling into games like that require...
Someone's playing tunes. Should we be dancing?
What the fuck is that?
We're getting a buff.
So someone wants to take you away and play a new game that requires a lot of time and effort. You've got to do your research and fucking... work out what's going on. You all right?
Yeah, I thought that Robin had one leg, but he doesn't. So, yeah, what I want to know is, obviously, there's going to be loads of us now. So we're going to make a massive company and take over the map.
Well, this is where it's going to get about fucking skew-iffy. This is where we're going to have problems.
Oh, here we go.
Right? Because I'm on Kronos. You're not on Kronos.
You can change that. It's easy. Apparently. Just change.
Well, we need to work it out because Irish Connor's on Kronos.
Oh, so you solidified that before you start. Okay, yeah. See,
yeah.
See, this, see, once again, I take it back. The apology.
Why?
Because you didn't ask me once what server I was on.
No,
no, you just went straight for Connor.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck you. You can stay over there.
I actually made a character on Kronos and then deleted it and made another character on a different server. And then Connor asked me what one I was on and I forgot and said Kronos. I then deleted that new character and then remade another character on Kronos because he had gone over there. Because you also had the factions are locked as well.
Yeah, I know. Fucking, I haven't picked faction yet.
Well, we're
because
going...
Because unlike you, I was waiting to see what you lot were doing.
Yellow. But,
yeah, well, I'm not. I'm going Marauder.
Oh, well, we can do that then and we'll just fucking be fighting each other constantly.
I think that is Marauder, isn't it? Marauder. What? There's Marauder and there's a purple
I don't
one.
Know the names. I just know that...
Yellow, green and purple.
I love the colour yellow. So that's what I'm going with. If we can change servers, then we can change servers. Kronos is a low pop server anyway. Because what I don't get is when you pick a server, it's got the ones with the little yellow...
I never picked a server. I literally clicked EU server thing, and then I pressed start, and then I was just in. And I didn't know what
exactly.
I was doing,
so
I pressed start.
So don't have a go at me that I've picked a server without you. You didn't even know you was fucking picking one.
But you have, because you've deleted three characters. Much like Final Fantasy.
Mm.
Remember when you got to played Final Fantasy online, you got to like level 20, and you was like, fuck this, and then deleted and started again. Not knowing that it was going to be 100 fucking hours anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that about four times.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? I kept changing.
Sick of it.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. Alright, yeah. We'll make it work.
We can figure it out. I need to know how good the voice chat is, though, because all of my time playing today, it's just come up saying VoIP unable to connect or something like that, or VoIP offline or some shit. I've just had it continue. But to be fair, I think my internet's on the fucking fritz at the moment. We can figure all of that out, and then worst case scenario, if we can't figure that out, then there's a villain arc.
Yeah,
there's a battle to be had.
I've got a pro gamer on my side. I know you're two MMO legends. I've got a pro gamer.
Who?
No, he'll become known if you want to go down that road. He'll become
who?
Known.
A pro gamer?
Not me.
A pro gamer in what?
In fucking everything he does. Okay. He no-lifes everything.
No.
So, he'll deal with it. I'll take him off his leash and go. Go do it. But no, yeah, I keep seeing that different factions are taking over different parts of the map. Keeps popping up.
Yeah.
It's just cool, man. I like all that shit, bro. I think that's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
I got my mount yesterday, so I'm happy with that. Now I'm bopping about on that. That makes a big difference. That's a lot of fun. And what I like is that I've got two mounts, obviously, because I bought the silly edition, because I'm a knob. Well, I thought it was going to be £60 anyway, so I was happy to pay the £65. And I got a bear and a wolf, which obviously I want the wolf, because, you know, me and wolves go way back. But they feel well different. Like the bear feels like a fucking bear, and the wolf feels like more like a horse. But yeah, they feel different, which I didn't expect. Like they move differently. Yeah, yeah. It's hard to tell. I imagine if you played WoW on console, I imagine the mounts would feel different. But on controller, I don't know if it's the haptic feedback or whatnot.
Still feels different on WoW. I know what you mean, because you could have a. Like, I've got a mount that's a fucking little rabbit. It moves very fast by its animation because it's tiny. But I've also got a mount that's a massive fucking Murloc thing that moves very slow. But they move at the same speed. It's just one looks like it's moving a lot quicker than the other. And it feels like that and all.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's the same with Apex Legends. They all move the same speed, but it's their arm
movements.
Yeah,
but it don't feel like it.
Yeah. Caustic feels slow, boy. Yeah, right now, I love it. I'm very, 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 very much looking forward to playing it tonight. I cannot wait. I've been thinking about it all day. And yeah, I cannot wait to...
I'm the same, to be fair. Because we got... I got a couple of things that I need to do on WoW in prep for Raid. And I'm like, I can't be bothered. Because I want to play fucking New World,
bruv. Play the new shiny thing. But it's just nice because then, like I say, I've got... I think all my pals are playing on PS5. But the fact that now I've got two... Because this never happens. I've got two pals that are playing it. And I know one of them's already played PC, so they played it from start anyway. But this is they played it before mounts were even a thing, so he played it a long time ago.
Well, swimming never used to be a fucking
thing. And another guy who is the arc guy, who only plays arc. I know he's into it because he's just fucking bought the game and he wouldn't do that otherwise. I've got you, which is always a go-to. He's always there if need be.
I'm trying to fucking wrangle Connor into it.
We can beat him into it tomorrow. And then you've got, we've got all your mates, you've got your guild mates. And
well, I'm hoping that I'll be able to pull, because
well, just Connor the Irish.
No one from the guild really wants to play it, but I'm hoping that me and Connor will get a little fucking thing going on our own, in our own little company.
Well, even like I say, even Irish Connor.
What did he say? What did he fucking say?
Wants to start a What's the Buttons company and take over the world, which is fine.
Yeah, didn't I send you that? Is that what I sent you?
Yeah. You sent it to me. But it's just the fact that I will have people to play with, which will make a massive difference. So I haven't always got to play. If it's just me and you playing a game, if you're not interested and you're playing WoW, then I've got no one. But now I've got other people that will always be about. Like, because, there's, as I've said multiple times on this podcast, my biggest problem with Destiny 2 was, and we spoke about it last week, I believe, like, I can't do the good shit because I haven't got any friends that play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to go into other people I don't know, and it's uncomfortable. And
you get the anxiety.
Whereas now, I could have fucking, I don't know how many people you need for the dungeons and raids, because there is a raid or multiple raids, I'm not sure, on this. I don't know how many people you need for that, but I know that I've got people I can go in with, at least, and I'm not going to fucking feel like a cunt. So that's good enough for me. And I just hope they keep adding and adding to it, and the expansions, and it just goes on and on and on. And let's be honest. Destiny 1, Destiny 2, I don't know about WoW because I don't know, but I definitely know ESO, I definitely know Final Fantasy Online. All these games, when they first come out as MMOs, everyone's like, shit, because there's no content, there's not a lot to do.
Yeah.
And look at them now, ESO's fucking popping. Final Fantasy Online, one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the other
I'm
one
not ignoring you, by the way. Yeah, literally, I went on the Discord to get that message up, and everyone's talking about New World in the fucking chat, so I'm currently trying to gloss over it quick.
Destiny 1 and Destiny 2, once again, like, I know they've got their problems, but still a huge player base for a long period of time. These games, because they're a game as a service, obviously you buy this, which is a better thing, as you stated last week about Throne and Liberty, and you're 100% right. If it's free, stay away from them, because their money is going to be locked in pay to win.
It's very difficult to enjoy a free-to-play game without the pay-to-win aspect of it.
Exactly. So this is, in my opinion, this is very early on in its life. It launched, it had a million players, everyone was going mad for it. I remember seeing Asmongold, I remember seeing Asmongold fucking going mad about it. I see everyone, just everywhere, and obviously I looked, oh, PC, I just never looked again.
Yeah.
And then it's had a couple of years, and now it's back, and it's had its big relaunch. And I'm hoping the numbers will speak for themselves, and they'll go, right, brilliant. We've got 100,000 players across all systems daily.
Yeah.
Let's fucking pump the money into it. And we are Amazon.
You don't go through the effort of porting it over to console and then making it feel so good as it does on console, and then just stop there.
Something else that's massive that is, when it goes well, no one says anything, but when it goes bad, everyone's talking about it. The launch was fantastic. I had no server queue and not one jittery fucking bug.
Yeah, I've
had
zero issues.
And I played it on the launch day, and it was fucking swimming. And like I say, it's one of them you just don't talk about because it's not a problem.
But
when it's a problem,
talk about the bad shit.
When it's a problem, everyone's like, it's fucking terrible.
I think it's because when you sit there and you say all the good stuff, it just sounds like you're sucking its dick. And a lot of people don't like that. They wanna hear the bad stuff. But it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, when I first jumped into it, I thought it was a bit boring, but my MMO brain switched on and I went, well, every fucking MMO is boring when you first start playing it. That's what makes the end game so much fun, is that it's taking you on a journey of building your character up. And lo and behold, it only took a fucking hour and then boom. Here's a load of fucking, here's three or four different weapons with different skill trees and abilities that completely change your playstyle and what you can do. See you later. Go and have some fun.
It took me a lot longer to realise than I care to admit that you could change weapons, because I had the sword and shield and I had that hatchet and I was running around a field killing fucking zombies or whatever the fuck they are. And I was like, how come he's got a shield and a gun?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's going on? And then I tried equipping another weapon. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I thought I was like tied into the sword, shield, hatchet thing. Yeah, but all that, that does is put around. Put two of your stats up to 50 straight away. I didn't know that. I thought that was like a lock-in. That was my class kind of jobby.
Well, that's what I thought until looking into it. And then, yeah, no, it follows that Final Fantasy way of playing. And then, like I say, you level them up passively, or whatever weapons you have equipped, you level that passively as you go. And it's that burst of life at the beginning, and I just hope that life continues, even if after however long we're not even playing it anymore. As long as that still stays, because I'm not a massive fan of Amazon as a company. Don't get me wrong, I have Amazon Prime.
Are you a massive fan of Blizzard?
Not massively.
Exactly. I'm not a massive fan of Ubisoft, but I like their games.
But you can...
Well, not anymore.
we've spoke about it at length, in that Amazon are trying to break into the gaming world. I think a lot of industries, a lot of companies are now starting to see gaming as an industry and the absolute powerhouse that it is. Like we've said before, it earns more money than any other form of media combined. Gaming is a fucking force to be reckoned with. So if you're looking for your next avenue to fucking make some big bucks, and you have the capability for it, gaming is number one. And that is exactly what Amazon's been trying to do with fucking Amazon Luna, with getting different like deals with like Twitch drops and blah blah blah. Like they're trying to break into that space, and I feel like when New World was released, that was their fucking flagship for doing that. And game itself was very good, but like you say, the end game stuff, it fell short. So naturally you had shitloads of people playing it, and then it all fucking dropped down. And whilst we've said it before, very good for a game when you get that sort of traction at the beginning, but if you ain't equipped to deal with that, then your game's gonna flop. Doesn't matter how fucking good it is, how much content it is, people will reach the end of it and they will complain that there's nothing to do because they've no-lifed it for a month. And that is just the sad thing that happens. It's good and bad. And I feel like that's what happened. And releasing it to console is the resurgence that it needs to really give it a fucking kick up the arse and make it a very good MMO. Not a WoW killer, not a fucking Final Fantasy killer. I think it's its own standalone MMO. And I feel like it will do very well as long as they keep continuing what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why it can't compete with Final Fantasy in terms of the console player base, because that's all they can do is Final Fantasy. So if a lot of people are like either just playing Final Fantasy because they've got a console and they want to play an MMO, or they're just playing Final Fantasy because they've played it for the last 10 years and they'd like to play something else but haven't got a PC,
Now
is a natural transition to, if you wanted to. I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm just saying it's an alternative. And if that alternative suits you better, because I like Final Fantasy Online. As I say, if it had WoW's graphics or art style, or even New World's art style, whatever, like the monsters and the dragons and all that shit, the cool shit that I like, then I think Final Fantasy Online would be fantastic, but it's not for me. And if there's other people playing Final Fantasy that are like-minded and want that darker, grittier kind of art style, then this is probably for them. So there's no reason it can't, like, people transition from it. And I like Final Fantasy's attitude towards it anyway. They're like, go play other shit, man. Come back if you want.
We'll
be here, you know? And that's good. That's what I like most about Final Fantasy. But yeah, I think, as I say, I think this is more like day one for it. And look back in 10 years and see what it looks like. And then you'll have a good argument on whether it's successful or not.
It's a very exciting time to be a part of it. Because you like you say, you get to experience it almost from day one. I mean, especially for us, it is for fucking day one. Obviously, the people that have been playing it since beta, it isn't. But yeah, I'll be intrigued to see if, yeah, in like 5-10 years time, if this game is still going. It's so difficult to talk about it without sounding like you're fucking glazing it. Like when all the streamers talk about Throne and Liberty, you go, this is the best game ever, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, you're being paid to fucking say a lot of that. And you got to almost be careful with the shit that you see on New World, because a lot of the stuff that people review for it are sponsored by Amazon fucking to review it. And you think, right, well, they've got you then, haven't they? You're not going to say anything completely fucking terrible about this game. But from our very brief point of playing it compared to other people, so far it's very promising. Check back with us next week.
Check back with us in 10 years, because it, as I said before, like I've said to you on WoW, when you're just pulling out all your fucking sick mounts and fucking shit like that, I'm like, I want that. And oh, you can't get that anymore. I'm like, no, but I want that shit. So now I'm excited to be essentially day one, to be able to be there when this cool shit happened and now you can't get that shit no more. I'm hoping to be that guy in 5 years where you're like, I'll get a new mate to play it. Oh, where'd you get that? Oh, you can't get that no more. That was like an exclusive raid in 2026. Yeah, that was just a one-time event that we A-starred it. And, you know, I want to be that loser. That's what I want to be. And I hope. Because I know, and I agree. I do jump from game to game. But there's never been an MMO like this other than Final Fantasy Online on console. And I've always wanted to play an MMO.
Yeah, that your day
you can just, yeah, because you can just grind and grind and grind. And yeah, Final Fantasy Online's great. And it's got the problems that I don't like, as I've said. But yeah, I'm jumping into a fucking 10, 15-year-old MMO that I haven't got nostalgia for. And I'm having to get through all the shit to get to the good stuff. And I don't even know where the good stuff is or what it is that makes it great. Whereas now, I'm starting from day one, I'm going to see all the bumps and scratches. I'm not saying it's perfect. Of course I'm not. You know, it's not perfect at all. It's got the odd bit of jank. Like you say, some of the animations are a bit shit. It's not perfect in any way, shape or form. But I also am not naive enough to understand that it will get better if they want it to.
Yeah.
I think they'd be silly not to.
Yeah, it has its varying flaws. But I feel like every game does. Also, I think it's a decent one for us, because for me personally, if New World isn't fantastic, I put it down, I go fucking continue playing World of Warcraft alongside it, like I'm already doing. Makes no issue to me whether it flops or it doesn't. And for yourself, you're looking for an MMO that you can play on the daily, and you're in that fortunate position where you don't have that yet. And I feel like because you don't have that, it's fantastic if New World is that game, but also not the end of the world if it isn't. Because you haven't fucking got the game, you haven't got that consistent game yet anyway.
It is terrible if it isn't, if there's no MMOs coming out on console soon. Because if it isn't, where's my MMO, man? Give me something. What I like, right, is because I play Destiny 2 a lot, as you know, but I can't just put, obviously I just played Destiny 2 pretty much solo anyway, but I couldn't just put Destiny 2 on and just grind out my mining fucking ability.
Mm.
I can't. That's what I like. Like I can't. I like grinding. I know not everyone does. I do. I can go and grind weapons, but it's not really the same. You're trying to get drops.
It's got that RuneScape feel, isn't it? Let me level up my Fletcher.
Right, none of the boys are on tonight, so I'll spend tonight doing my login.
Yeah.
And I like I like that. I know it's a weird thing, but I like that, and I want that.
It's not weird at all. It's why it's in so many fucking games. So many, because it's just a grind.
It's the endorphin thing, isn't it? Every time you chop down a tree, every time you kill someone in this game, it goes bing, and something goes round and levels up a little bit, and you're just like, yes.
And the best part about it,
yes,
there's no fucking building.
No building.
Oh my god, there's no fucking building. That was the first thing I asked Irish Connor. Said, has it got any building in it? He said, no. You can buy houses that you have to pay tax on, and you can place stuff in them, like on ESO, but there's no fucking building. And it was the one thing I really, really, really hated about Enshrouded. Because I thought, no matter how good you make the building mechanics of something, it's so fucking boring. Especially when you make it mandatory as well to do half the shit you need to do in a game. I ain't got the creativity for it.
No, I haven't. I agree.
Fuck it off. I'm not interested in it, because then all that happens is, even if you don't need to do it, like with Enshrouded, you don't really need to build. But when you then go and see all the shit that everyone else is capable of building, you go, like, oh, fucking idiot. Hell, you're getting a way better experience than me, because I'm just thick as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Take that away.
Yep, luckily you got that.
Fuck off back to Valheim. You want to go and build something? Go over there.
Yeah, that is fucking in-depth building shit in there as well. You have to put like the support beams in and shit, bro.
Yeah, that shit's fucking
you need a degree
ridiculous
to be able to do that shit. But yeah, just to watch something go ping and go up and stuff, and it's just always something to be grinding. And you know, as time goes on, I'm sure they'll add fucking more skills and weapons and all sorts of other shit. Raise the level cap again. That's it in its own. MMOs, you know, are the next fucking update. We raise the level cap. Whoa, yeah.
What is the
more
max
pings
level, like,
going up?
65 or no, 70 60, or something.
60.
Like.
60. So when you get to fucking level 60, and then the next expansion they raise the level cap to 70. Oh yeah, 10 more levels. Yeah. I mean, fuck all in reality, but you want it. You want to fucking do it, don't you?
And as long as the end game's fucking worth its salt, then you're all good pretty much, because you hit the max level, and then that's where the game really begins, or how it should be.
But that's what I'm hoping they improve on, because that's people's issue is, the end game is, there's no end game, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I'm hoping that is where...
The PvP is meant to be really good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for. Like 50, get max level and just start smacking shit people up.
PvP. So yeah, that's that then.
I like that Irish bird as well, that pirate. She's cool as fuck.
Oh, Grace O'Malley?
Yeah, something like that. I just like her because she's Irish, man. Yeah, I love the Irish cool. accent. She don't give she's a cool, fucking man. Monkeys, bro.
Right.
Ahoy there.
Sweet. We're going to go and do the Patreon. Catch you next week to talk more about fucking...
Oh, no, don't worry.
Go on.
No. I was just going to say we're going to play D&D tomorrow, but that's for the Patreon people.
See you later. Hey, bro.